Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and thanks for listening to the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network as we broadcast live from our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. It is December the 17th, and we're almost there, almost to Christmas Day. And the holiday season brings happiness to most, but for many others, it can trigger painful memories of lost loved ones or perhaps the challenge of being separated from family and friends during this usually festive time. And in light of the tragic events that happened in Newtown, Connecticut this past Friday, lots of painful thoughts of children that won't be able to open those presents under the tree this year. It's something that's really taken the nation and all of us by storm, and we sort of wrap our arms, collect our arms around that town in Connecticut. Author Michael Neal is our guest today on the program, and he's going to talk with us about how people can deal with loss or separation anxiety during the holidays. He's the author of his debut novel called The River. And I read this book, and it really captures, I think, the heart and hope and triumph in the midst of dealing with tragedy. And so we'll get into that a little bit with author and songwriter Michael Neal. Hi, Michael. Thanks for being on the Burke Allen Show.
Man, thanks for having me, Burke. It's an honor to speak with you today.
You bet. And by the way, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944, if you'd like to be a part of the program. You can also send us a note in our instant flash chat section if you have a question or comment from Michael Neal. So, Michael, it would be remiss for the folks that are listening to this program live today if we didn't talk about what happened in Newtown, Connecticut. You're a father. I'm a father. We've talked about our kids before. Where were you when you heard, and what was your reaction initially?
I was actually at home, and I was actually working on some songs, and happened to check my phone and see a Twitter feed of a friend, and I quickly looked everything up, and just absolutely, like it has everybody else, just broke my heart. It's really no, you know, I don't really, you know, we hardly have a file for what to do with the feelings and the things that come over us in such a tragedy. It was just horrific, and it has been extraordinary to see the nation respond and to see, even to hear the president's remarks. And, gosh, we are just, as a family even, have just made it a part of our dialogue and prayers, and our heart just goes out to him.
Michael Neal is our guest today. He's the author of the new book, The River. Also, you mentioned writing songs. He's a quite a well-known Dove Award-winning songwriter, written for folks like Michael W. Smith, Natalie Grant, Rebecca St. James, Todd Agnew, Phillips Craig, and Dean, just to name a few. And you were an award winner for one of those songs. Your Great Name won the 2012 Worship Song of the Year, so congratulations on that.
Oh, thank you so much. You know, I've been writing songs for the better part of 20 years now, and really just songs for the church to sing and to offer back to their Creator, and to see songs that kind of make their way into the hearts of people across the country and around the world is pretty extraordinary and very humbling.
In this book, The River, you talk about tragedy and loss. How important is faith in dealing with tragedy and loss, even on the level of what we saw in Newtown, Connecticut?
Oh, my. I think it's paramount. It's at the very center. I think the idea of somehow having an eternal perspective, a hope beyond the immediate circumstances, that there's, as President Obama said, that those children are now in a home not made by human hands, but in heaven. To me, that is at the core foundation of dealing with and processing all of life. I mean, suffering finds us all in some way or another. And the idea that we have hope for better days ahead. We have a hope that justice will ultimately be done, and that that things will be made new one day. And I believe that with all my heart. And so that's something I think plays an integral role. It's the very center of coping with something like this.
Michael Neal, our guest today, is the author of his debut novel called The River, and it's much more than a book, really. It's a book and a multimedia musical experience. And with your background as a songwriter, Michael, what made you say, you know, there's a novel out there. I got something else I want to do. Where did that inspiration come from?
Well, interestingly enough, when I began really getting the courage to start crafting the novel and actually changed the, you know, a little bit of the course of our lives as a family, and resigned as a full-time on staff at a church full-time, and really gave myself over to this. As I was writing it, being a songwriter and someone who kind of processes things musically almost, I really heard melodies and things that were inspiring to me as I was crafting the scenes in the book. And so And with a live performance background, I really had kind of this dream to put together all of the media opportunities at our disposal, film, live music, live theatrical storytelling, and the production elements that we have available to us now, and put those together in an immersive live experience to really bring the book to life. So the River Experience has done that, and we're just getting that off the ground, and the reviews have been unbelievable. And, of course, the River soundtrack has, you know, I got a really incredible production team together, and a film score composer, award-winning film score composer. His name is Michael Whitaker, and he and I worked together and created a soundtrack that accompanied the book, the audio book, and then also are really the underpinnings of the live experience as well.
And if you want to check this all out, you can online at theriverexperience.com. That's theriverexperience.com. And there you can see Michael performing music inspired by this book, The River, which is available from Thomas Nelson Publishing. And you can get that in English and Spanish. And how was that translation process? I'm always fascinated by when I see books are translated into other languages. Do you speak Spanish? Did you proofread it? How does that work?
Well, thankfully, there are very, very, you know, incredibly gifted people that are far more educated than I in speaking Spanish that were able to take the content and translate it over. And I took some Spanish in school, and I can appreciate some of the words in the book. But what's been interesting is to hear how it is resonating with the Spanish-speaking culture. And so that was pretty extraordinary to see that first book that, you know, that said El Rio on the front cover, you know.
sure.
It was pretty wild, yeah.
Michael Neal, our guest today. The book is The River from Thomas Nelson Publishing, and it deals with a young boy whose life is forever altered. So if someone asks you, since we don't have a ton of time today, someone asks you, you know, to tell them what the book is about, what do you tell them quickly?
Well, I tell them it's a story of incredible grief, and but hope that rises in the midst of that grief. It's a book of redemption. It's a book of love. It's a book of forgiveness and overcoming fears, and really realizing purpose and destiny. And that's really what the book is about. At the end of the day, not being held back, but really seizing the life that you were really destined for.
The River is the book we're talking about. Michael Neal is our guest today on the Burke Allen Show. Our number is 718-506-1944, and that's a free call if you happen to be in the New York City metropolitan area today. This book deals with a child who loses his dad, and there must be a very special pain that kids face during the holidays when they've lost a parent. When writing this book, did you seek out to talk to children or parents on the other end who had been through this and learn sort of firsthand what that's all about?
Well, I really I drew most of the content from this book from, you know, not only some experiences from my own life, but experiences from the life of those closest to me, including my father, who lost his mother at a very early age as a 3-year-old and had to live in a boarding school, and only got to see his father every few weeks. And so really unpacking the feeling and the hopelessness inside of that, but then also the hope that rises up in the middle of such dire circumstances, and it makes its way to us through other people and through through the love and the affection of friends and for caregivers that come unexpectedly and all those kinds of things. And it really the story is about, you know, this young boy Gabriel who really is locked up by his fear and anger at what he had lost, and how he processed that, and how you know, different people throughout his life came into his life in different circumstances that began to really draw him out and draw him to the purpose that he was created for, and ultimately he was able to impact you know, thousands of lives because of it. And so that's really at the core of it. And I think the inspiration for a lot of that journey is just taken from walking through some tragedies with friends that have lost loved ones suddenly, and walking through really with my dad and talking to him about the things that he went through as a child. And it really opened some things up.
It's a great book for the holidays, The River by Michael Neal, and it's available at, I understand, at Sam's Clubs, Walmart's, and bookstores everywhere, Amazon.com. You can also get it online from our friends at Thomas Nelson Publishing at Michael's website, theriverexperience.com, theriverexperience.com. It's available in both English and Spanish, as well as an e-book if you'd like to download that on your Kindle, Nook, or other e-reader. Michael, when writing this book, you know, it deals an awful lot with whitewater rafting and the river. And the river, you know, there's a great allegory to the river, and I don't want to give it all away for folks that haven't read the book yet, but I myself grew up in whitewater rafting country in the mountains of West Virginia, on the New and the Gauley River. And I wonder what it was about the river or whitewater rafting, perhaps in your own background, that made you make that the centerpiece of this book.
Well, I've always loved going to rivers, grew up fishing on rivers, heard my father talk about the river that ran behind his boarding school, that he would have really extraordinary experiences at. But there was one central thing that happened several years ago. My wife and I were on a trip in Colorado, and we were celebrating her graduation from college, and we decided to go on a whitewater rafting trip, and it was an extraordinary trip. Just had a blast, a lot of colorful characters on the trip with us. But there was this one section where the guide, we had pulled out for lunch, and the guide told us, you know, I need you to pay, you know, strong attention to me here, because we had a young man die in this section of the river here just a few days prior to this. And so it's very treacherous. You need to pay attention. We'll all be fine. But, you know, of course, that kind of gets your attention when the guide says that. And so we hit this particular section of water, and everything was going good. When we hit this one massive, they call it a suck hole, where the, you know, there's a crack in the riverbed that's wide, and the water pours down in and then kind of creates this massive suction, this churning, if you will, like a washing machine. And so we went down and hit this first big wave, and it shot the raft straight up in the air. And then we came back down, and I thought everything was fine. We were all screaming and having fun. Well, I turned around, and my wife was gone. She was out of the boat. And I heard the guide start yelling, "We have a swimmer, we have a swimmer." And I could see the intensity in his face. So I turn, and the boat is now positioned. We're floating backwards now, getting ready to hit some more rapids. And I'm looking, and I cannot see her anywhere. I mean, she's just under the water, being, you know, turned over by the white water. And so I'm freaking out. I mean, this is not cool. And so anyway, long story short, she followed directions, didn't panic or anything like that, and the water spit her out about maybe 10 or 12 seconds later. It felt like 10 or 12 minutes, but it was only a few seconds later, spit her out. We pulled her back in the boat. She was completely fine. I was hyperventilating, but we ended up having a wonderful rest of the day on the river, and But it really, that experience cemented my experience with the power, the majesty, the beauty of the water. I mean, I felt everything after that particular instance. And so it wasn't too long after that I began just journaling ideas and thoughts and just about my experience with the river. And since then, I had taken even many more trips. My experience with the river began to grow. And of course, being a person of faith and being someone who sees God at work, not only as creator, but as redeemer and all of this, I started seeing some striking just symbolism and parallels between that and so on, between God and how he is after us and how he is working. And so I began to just finally get the courage many years later. My file on this book goes back about 11 years, and about 3 years ago, got the courage to start working on it and start writing it, and the characters came to life, and it was really kind of a thing where, you know, I was terrified to try to start out and write a book. I had never written a book before. Lots of songs, but a book is a much bigger task and a different skill set, but over the course of time and getting some coaching and some education, and really felt like it was the story that had picked me and that I really had to share it. And if I didn't, I was just going to die. So off we went.
The book that we're talking about is The River. The author is our guest today, Michael Neal. And you can find out more about The River at theriverexperience.com. It's available from Thomas Nelson Publishing in English and Spanish, also available for your e-reader. A great Christmas gift. When we come back, we're going to talk about the themes of loss and separation in this book, and also talk about when moms and dads may be far away during the holidays due to a divorce or separation, maybe service in the military, and get Michael's thoughts on how to help overcome those. It's the Burke Allen Show on the Blog Talk Radio Network, back right after this.
Over 14 million people witnessed his emotional story of survival and triumph on national television.
I've been doing this now for so long, like ever since I was a kid.
Millions more voted him their favorite in a landslide win.
The winner is...
And now, you can be a part of the experience live.
Landau Eugene Murphy!
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Your America's Got Talent winner.
I've got you.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.
Under my
live. Performing classics from the Great American Songbook and his Columbia Records debut CD, That's Life.
That's Life.
Landau Eugene Murphy Jr.'s That's Life Tour. The one concert event this year you absolutely can't miss.
Get dates for Landau Eugene Murphy Jr. online now at LandauMurphyJr.com. Allen Show at 718-506-1944. You can also send us a flash chat instant message with a question or comment for our guest Michael Neal, author of The River from Thomas Nelson Publishing, available at theriverexperience.com, at Sam's Clubs, Walmart's, bookstores everywhere, and of course online for your e-readers as well as we head into the Christmas season. Michael, with Christmas coming up, and you deal with loss and separation a lot in your book, The River, I wonder sometimes whether it's tougher for the child or the parent when a mom or dad is away during the holidays and unable to share Christmas or New Year's with a child because of divorce or separation. Who do you think suffers more, the child or the parent?
Oh, my. I wouldn't begin to articulate who would suffer more. I think different people process things differently and how they cope, and I think there's a different kind of suffering being a child, I'm sure, grieving the loss or the separation from a parent for whatever reason it might be, whether it be death or divorce or estrangement or whatever, and the same goes for the parent. That's a very deep kind of pain and grief that reaches to so many of us. And so I don't know who would necessarily suffer more. I think it would be but suffering is probably the right word there.
In your novel, in The River, when the central character, Gabriel, finally does come to terms with the loss of his dad, how does he go about it? What are some of the things that you learned that you sort of imparted in this book that maybe people can take away as life lessons to help them overcome loss and separation anxiety?
Well, I think for my character, Gabriel, he began to come awake to the idea that he was not alone, that the isolation that he felt and the sadness and the grief that he felt was not something that was unique to him, and that there were people that were in his life, and there were things in his life that he could then have hope that bright days were ahead, the best days were ahead, and that he could still hold on and honor the memory of his father by living well. And so I think one of the biggest themes in the book, there's many and probably more that are there than what I even intended. Sometimes when you go in and you write these kinds of stories, it's been interesting to hear how people have identified with the characters differently than I would have even ever thought to be intentional about. But I think that he really comes awake to the fact that he has a great purpose, that he is not here by accident, and that though he was experiencing such grief and pain at the loss of his father, that there were people that came along that loved him well, that there were things in his life that he could overcome, that fear was just an illusion trying to keep him from the things that really mattered, keep him from relationships, keep him isolated. And once he realized that he had hope and that he had a purpose and that he could honor his father's legacy by seizing that, then it just opened up an incredible new world to him. And it's just extraordinary to see those who have experienced great loss and grief, and not to dismiss it, but to walk through it. And with the help of others and with the ultimate help of faith, I believe that's where worshiping the God of the Bible in Jesus Christ. To me, we have to look no further than the cross to see not a God who stayed far away, but a God who joined us in our suffering and walks through it with us and gives us hope that one day all things will be made new. And that's really what The River is all about.
It's a fabulous book, The River, and ultimately it is filled with a very uplifting hope. Michael Neal, our guest today, and Michael, I was honored to be able to spend some time with our U.S. troops serving the military. I was in Germany back over Veterans Day weekend and spent time with those folks, and I was struck by their very silent resolve in the face of being away from their families during the holidays. Any words of wisdom for folks that will be separated during this Christmas and New Year's time on how to best deal with that separation?
Well, I know that what I do know, we have a wonderful servant in the military in our family. My brother-in-law, Scott Harris, who is a lieutenant colonel who spent several years away from his family, serving our country, protecting our freedom, and so grateful for the sacrifices that are made, and such a high purpose and high calling in those sacrifices, in the protection of freedom and the protection of our people, and so I would say that knowing that high calling exists is, and finding hope and comfort that there is extraordinary love being laid on the line, and that to me is what unites America, unites us, unites the idea that there, you know, the Bible speaks of this, that, you know, greater love has no one than a man lay down his life, and to put, for people to put their lives on the line, their, you know, their, and be willing to be separated for the greater good is extraordinary sacrifice. And so we honor that and hold on to hope that families will be reunited and that great memories and great days are ahead.
The book is The River. The author is Michael Neal. The publisher, Thomas Nelson Publishing. The book is available now in bookstores everywhere. Online, too, at outlets including Amazon.com for your e-reader, just in time for the Christmas holidays. One of the things that happens in The River that really hit home for me, Michael, was when the central character, Gabriel, went back to the town that he was from as a very young man. As a young child, and the, sort of the memories that came back to him in bits and pieces. You know, he wound up seeing his father's old desk and finding things that reminded him of his dad who had passed away so many years before. And I think this sort of thing happens to a lot of people. They visit their hometowns as part of holiday travel, Christmas travel, Thanksgiving travel, New Year's travel, and this flood of memories and melancholy that can come back can be really powerful and overwhelming. Talk to me about that.
Well, definitely. Gabriel, when he, you know, he goes back and gets in touch viscerally with, you know, his childhood, many of the memories that he had pushed down and didn't remember until he saw certain things that triggered certain emotions. And I think that definitely happens for all of us. And it can trigger wonderful memories and hopeful memories, and it can trigger painful ones as well. And it's such a mixed bag, and it was for Gabriel. And when he began to realize that, you know, he could remember the good and the beauty of the moments that he shared with his father, that he then could hold on to those good memories and begin to make new ones, and honoring the memory of his father. And so it wasn't that he would continually live in the past. He would go on to make new and glorious memories, but facing, you know, the reality of what he had missed was very important, and actually going through that grief and being honest through that grief, but then realizing that there was hope and that there was great new memories and life ahead of him. And he wasn't going to be held by the chains of resentment of what he had lost any longer. He wasn't going to be held back by fear any longer, but that he was going to be released and be freed and understood that he would seize the life that he was destined for. That's what his father wanted for him.
One of the things that your central character in the book did to help him overcome some of these tough memories and grief was to seek out someone else as a role model or a mentor, and it wound up being his girlfriend's dad, who was a very strong central character in his life. How important do you think that is, if you don't have it in parents or you don't have it in close family relatives, to find somebody else that you can look up to, especially as a young person?
Absolutely. You know, the different mentors all through Gabriel's life that came that were not his, you know, even during his growing up years in Kansas, and the strong mentor that he had in Jacob Fielding, this girlfriend, her father and the guide of the camp. I think it's so extraordinary, and for those of us that are along in years, to be able to be watching out for those that are behind us, that are younger, that we can encourage and lift up and mentor and help them see the path ahead and give them hope and instruction and all of those things. It's very important. And for those that have missed that as young people, and it's important for them to open themselves and to reach out and to reach out for those relationships, and it requires risk and it requires courage to do that, but the rewards are so extraordinary. We need people that have gone before us to shed light on what we're going to be dealing with, to shepherd us, to give us comfort, to help us think through and make wise decisions, and our lives will be extraordinarily better for it.
It's a great book, masterful storytelling from songwriter and now novelist Michael Neal. The book is The River from Thomas Nelson, available now at bookstores everywhere and online at Amazon.com. Michael, Merry Christmas to you and your family. Thanks for joining us today.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you, Burke. Thanks so much for having me on.
You bet. Live in Washington, D.C., I'm Burke Allen. Thank you so much for listening. Now go out and make it a great day.